it's approximately, 9:46 a.m. on December the 16th of 2010, here in suite number 907, 94, 8 building, in Agany, Guam. We're here for the pre-hearing conference on, OPA-PA-010-008, I'm Anthony Camacho, I'm the hearing officer for the Office of Public Accountability. Will the, members of the Office of Public Accountability here for this, present for this hearing this morning, please identify themselves for the record.
Joyce Flores Fitz, public auditor.
Vincent Duenas, auditor. Copinat Toronto Christian, audit staff.
Thank you, will the, counsel for the appellant, please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
Vince Camacho, counsel for JR and Air Conditioning, and with me today is Joseph Newcomb, president of JR and Air Conditioning.
Thank you, Mr. Camacho. Will the counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
I'm Laura Mooney, and I'm the legal counsel, and with me is Randy Romano, and he is the supply management administrator acting, as of 2 days ago.
Thank you, Ms. Mooney. Now, before we began these proceedings, we had a informal discussion off the record, and I'm going to put some of the relevant portions on the record, and that was the discussion of, the fact that the parties in OPA-PA-10-007 and the parties to OPA-PA-10-008 were the same parties. However, they concern two different procurements. Is that correct?
Correct.
Which necessitates having two separate proceedings to deal with the two separate appeals that were filed by the appellant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So we have bifurcated this proceeding from OPA-PA-10-007, and we're treating this proceeding as a separate proceeding from that case. Now, for the, as we all said in the prior hearing, pre-conference hearing for 007, we're still going to have to go down the list from my November 30th, 2010 notice of pre-hearing conference. And once again, were there any formula, did the parties attempt to formulate or simplify the issues in this case?
There was an attempt to, as of now, it's not been successful. Just for the record.
Is that correct, Ms. Mooney?
Yes, we've been communicating, attempting.
All right, and then let me go back one step to, did the appellant request a hearing in this case as well?
Yes, we did.
Okay, Ms. Mooney, did DOE request a hearing in this case?
No, we did not.
Okay, once again, I'll just state to the appellant, you have the option, although you're not required to waive the your request for a hearing and proceed by having the case decided on the pleadings alone, but that's your decision to make. As a hearing has been requested, we're going to proceed with scheduling and holding a hearing in this matter. The second item on the agenda is, have the parties attempted to obtain admissions of facts or stipulations at this time?
We have, and again, unsuccessfully.
Right. And have the parties attempted to avoid any unnecessary proof or cumulative evidence in this matter?
We have.
We have, and we will continue to in the future.
All right. Have the parties identified any witnesses or documents that they're going to present in the hearing in this matter?
We have.
Is this another case, Mr. Camacho, where you're going to proceed by arguing at the formal hearing versus putting on witnesses?
Yes, at this time we have no formal witnesses to present at the hearing.
Ms. Mooney, are you going to have witnesses for the formal hearing?
Yes, and I have witnesses for the formal hearing.
Are there any pending motions in this matter?
None, Mr. Chair.
Okay, are the parties going to request a motion scheduling order in this matter as well?
I would request similar as we did in April 7th.
And once again, we'll schedule then the actual motion hearing to take place on the same day, which is prior to the formal hearing in this matter. Is there a need for adopting any special procedures for managing potentially difficult or protracted actions, complex issues, multiple parties, or any unusual proof problems I need to be aware of at this time?
None, Mr. Chair.
Is Ms. Mooney, were all the interested parties in this action advised of the appeal?
No, they were not. This matter is also opposed to order.
Note that on October 29th, the Office of Public Accountability did send a letter via facsimile to the superintendent of DOE, which notified DOE of this appeal and also advised DOE that they were responsible for giving notice to the interested parties. Have you done that?
No.
Okay, I will give you, has a purchase order been awarded in this case, Ms. Mooney?
Yes.
Okay. Who is the purchase order awarded to?
J&B.
Okay, is that the same party as in the other case?
Yes.
All right. I will give you until 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow to give notice to the other interested parties in this matter, i.e. the other bidders in this matter.
Thank you.
Mr. Camacho, how long will it take you to present this case?
About half a day.
Same time period?
Same time period.
So half of the 8 a.m. Ms. Mooney, is it the same 2 days as in the other case?
Yes.
And once again, are there any persons requiring any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services to attend the pre-hearing, or excuse me, to attend the hearing that the parties are aware of at this time?
No.
Okay. Well, I could go through all the dates that we went through before in the other case, or we could have the same deadlines, such as the same motion deadlines, the same filing of hearing material deadlines that we had in the other case.
We're agreeable to that.
Are you agreeable to that?
Yes.
Okay. Now you're going to have to submit separate documents. The parties are aware of that. I will not accept a document in OPA or number 008 that's actually titled 007. If you submit a document that says, well, this is 008 and 007, it's only one document, I might just reject that.
Understood.
Okay. All right, so are the parties able to had the formal hearing in this matter on Wednesday. Okay, so we're gonna, are the parties available to start the formal hearing in 008 on Tuesday? Wednesday, January 19th, 2011.
We're okay with that.
Okay. And we will proceed to schedule it also for Thursday, January 20th, between 9 and 4 each day. Formal hearing will be January 19th to 20th, 2011, between 9 and 4 each day. As the parties have agreed to have the same filing scheduling deadlines as in 007. The filing deadline for hearing materials will be December 30th, 2010 at 5 o'clock p.m. And that is for the parties' respective witness list, exhibit list, 4 copies of all exhibits, admissions of fact, and list of issues. Once again, the exhibit list are the merely the exhibits that the parties intend on presenting to witnesses during this formal hearing. You need not put all the documents in the procurement record or in your meetings, as they are already in the record. You certainly may refer to them during your arguments, but the only exhibits you need to put in the exhibit list are those you're specifically going to hand to witness during the proceeding. The filing deadline for hearing briefs will be January the 6th, 2011 at 5 o'clock p.m. The motion filing deadline will be December the 23rd at 5 o'clock p.m. The filing deadline for oppositions, standing motions, will be on December the 30th at 5 o'clock p.m. The filing deadline for replies to oppositions to motions shall be January the 6th, 2011 at 5 o'clock p.m. And the deadline for filing briefs concerning remedies will be Monday, January 24th, 2011. And I will put these dates in a scheduling order, which I will issue either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Do the parties have any questions concerning the scheduling deadlines that we've just discussed?
Yeah.
Are there any other issues in 008 that we need to take up at this time?
Yeah.
All right. It is 10:02 a.m. And this hearing is adjourned, and you're off the record. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you.